soul's a stain. My tears start glinting in the rain. Falling again, falling again. So baby, bye-bye. Pack your bags and get the steppin'. You gotta let it go, you need to stop trippin'. I hope you don't think I'll let you back in. Cause you suck.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSC, the Navigator, joined this evening by the one, the only, El Boogie is in the building.
Hey, happy Monday.
What's up? Also, my man, 50 Grand, B. Buckner, is also in the building. Yeah, B, we're gonna get you. Don't worry, we'll figure it out. We're trying to get B literally in the Zoom sphere, but we'll work that out. We talked about technical difficulties. Shout out to Pete Lee and the Bob Street, that whole format, bringing us music here at KFAI for 30 plus years. I know he listens and checks us out as he is making his way through traffic to other parts of the metro. How you doing, El Book? What's up?
It's Monday.
It's Monday. You got a case of the Mondays?
I don't think I've woke up yet from the weekend. I was tired. Okay. But it's beautiful out.
Okay.
So, you know, it's Monday. How about you?
Well, you know, they're doing, this is the last week of the legislature, is going down right now. So the deals, the backroom deals are being made and, you know, we're trying to, you know, see what's up. See, you know, it's the thing
get
that's
very, done.
Yeah, the thing that's really interesting with the legislative process this time of the year is you got to be in the mix. If you're not in the mix,
what do you mean in the mix?
Meaning that your proposals have to still be alive. You know, as they get down, this is where they say the sausage making is happening. And I was a part of a meeting earlier today that included several legislators that were trying to work through some things, and. You know, this is end of session, the deal making that happens, putting together. It's a very closely divided legislative body. So there's that, you know, that we have to put at the top of the conversation. And so the margins are very close, if not, I mean, you couldn't be closer. They're tied in one body. And so they're trying to figure out what, if anything, is going to get done. And so a lot of work goes into that, staff and key legislative leaders, leaders from certain communities. There was engagement with the part of the Native Caucus on a proposal that was being worked through. And just different meetings like that or interactions like that as you try to shape things before the clock runs out. So by Friday midnight, beginning is when session is scheduled to adjourn.
It is.
So it's coming up. The end is here, and then folks start going and campaigning and getting ready to, fight it out. You know, for the majorities or leadership roles in the various bodies. So there's that. That's going down.
I was looking at the Human Services Omnibus Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at $280 million reductions proposed for disability services funding.
Yeah, I saw a lot of folks who were at the Capitol today advocating for those proposals.
You know, my daughter-in-law's organization would be impacted by $750,000 for just one part of it. And they provide everyday services for adults with disabilities to help them socialize, prepare for work, get them, some daily care in helping them feel human. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do we immediately go to vulnerable adult funding cuts? I don't understand that. Like, these services already do struggle with getting any sort of, they struggle to maintain their services with limited funds, and then we go and cut more? And this doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't seem right.
No. And I mean, these are vulnerable adults. These are people who need the care. A lot of them can't have steady jobs. They were already relying on some help and assistance or care from other ones, from care services and care for loved ones. And then you're going to go and cut more money from them. I just never understand why that is even an option half the time. And, especially, I mean, I like that there's PCA wage increases. That's good. But, when that happened, but I just really struggle to understand how we can, I know it's tough to make decisions, but when it comes to the most vulnerable population, it just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, no, agreed.
But other than that, I hope that they don't get their way with that and we continue to be able to fund these services and these programs. But other than that, there's a lot of work that has to be done. I mean, there's a lot of different services we have to consider and care for. And then also we're losing trust and we're losing faith because of different various fraud cases that keep popping up. So.
Fraud, definitely an issue at the forefront of the debate that's going on at the Capitol these days, at least coming from one side of the aisle, impacting many things. You agree, Buck?
He might not. He's thinking about it right now, but
he's contemplating.
He's debating it.
What you think about that, B?
Pass 1-2. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, live and direct from your living room.
Man, they,
thank you to our wonderful program director Miguel Vargas, who holds us down, helps us navigate through all kinds of issues, including technical ones. But at any rate. Thoughts on, we're going to talk about the Wolves in a minute, but thoughts on the debate that is happening at a state level, what that means with elections coming up. This is a very important midterm election. Now we're here. We're right around the corner. We got primary election coming up, I believe it's August 11th. A lot of interesting things in play and jockeying for control or for a majority, trying to see if the trifecta can return or if we're going to, end up in a different space. Mr. Buckner, thoughts?
Man, with 1 week left to go, everything's and nothing that feels like on the table.
It really does feel like that, just for the record.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through. I can't imagine what you're going through right now, you know, with the work that you do about how we move Minnesota forward and, you know, quite honestly, how we're holding certain parts of our community is holding people who need services and supports hostage. And that's a major issue, I mean, right now. Mm-hmm. And this upcoming election that's going to take place in no more than 6 months, a little less than 6 months now. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear basically the starting pistol, the starting alarm kicking off over these next 6 days, 7 days. Mm-hmm. And what ends up out of that session, are they going to pass the bill to make sure that the safety net hospital is going to take place? Are we
it's
going
a huge,
to
huge issue.
Do some huge issue because that, and it's not just a Hennepin County.
Yeah.
Not just Hennepin County. This is a statewide.
Yeah, agreed. But I do think the issue with HCMC is the thread that binds all of a majority of the activity that is going to happen or not happen this session. Right. Based on, you know, the priorities. You got the priorities of the majority or the tied bodies where you have a shared majority. And, you know, there's this is the time of the year where you get, you know, the kind of offers that you can't accept and sometimes offers that you can't refuse because your issue may be that important that you're willing to compromise. You know, I mean, this is where. Certain legislators end up with bad things on their voting record because the margins are so close and because they may be very passionate about an issue and willing to take a poison pill in order to have success for something that you really are passionate about or your community cares about or other communities care about. So should be very interesting. Only a couple days left. You know, the clock is really ticking. It's really, you can hear it overwhelming. It's like Big Ben in the halls of the Capitol. Folks waiting around, you know, trying to figure out what the what is and trying to end up, you know, not having spent the last 3-4 months without any outcome, you know, happening that's positive. So that's where we are.
Well, this is where we are. Less than 168 hours, you know, to this whole little thing called sine die for this app, for not just this portion of the session, for the actual legislative session season.
Yeah, the buy-in.
Exactly. This is the buy-in is done in 1 week, and the question is what we get through.
Less than a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Less than a week now. You're right.
Sine so die. Is that Latin?
We're gonna be.
Is that Latin?
That is Latin. That's Latin for get the blank out of here.
We're going to get up out of here. But we still here. We still talking. We're going to talk about the Wolves. I want to wait till the next segment to really take on the Wolves. But happy belated Mother's Day to El Boog. How you doing?
Happy Mother's Day.
Did you have a good day?
I did.
Yesterday?
Yes. A little sculpture garden art fair and nap.
I heard that was dope. Oh, I was there. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right.
That was a good time.
You spent more time in the lines getting food.
I was just trying to get coffee.
Did you see any art booths?
I did. There was a lot of cool, cool stuff.
We both had our children's with.
Yes. Our grown A children were there. Good day, but such a beautiful day. This time of year in the Twin Cities is really amazing weather-wise. You know, this is what makes it all worthwhile, right? If you can, you could endure the sub-zero temperatures, usually the weather in the Twin Cities in the summer is special. So, and we're right around the corner from summer.
Maybe it's just because we appreciate it because we've been suffering through the cold all winter, and then we get a bit of this fresh air, this warmth, and we're like, yeah.
It's time to party. Get out there. Folks are going to be out there tonight as the Wolves are going to match up after a crazy game 4. We'll talk about that at the break. After the break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org, on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yes. original rhythm. The drum beater, hot tech in the house, Quali in the house. Yo, yo.
No matter where you are,
come on.
I will always be in your corner.
Yeah, New York to California, the way we do it is fluid just like water.
No matter where you are,
come on.
I will always be in your corner.
Life got a way of sneaking up on ya. The way we do it is fluid just like water.
Come on,
beat on the drum like bang bang. You're trying to maintain the same frame of mind while the game changed. I know you're sick of the same thing with different results. Stop sticking the needle up in the same vein. The definition of insane, my theory is big bang. We hunting for big game, the quick change over. Got the rappers confused, tech back on the board. Quali is back in the booth, let's go.
No matter where you are,
come on.
I will always be in your corner.
That's right, we're back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. Word,
word.
Come on.
I will always be in your corner.
That's right, we're back again. You can like rap again. You can say that again. You can say that again.
This independent hustle, it got me on my grind. I flex my pen like a muscle and write a battle rhyme. I gotta exercise. I gotta get the ghost out. I gotta testify. The legend never die. I'm connected to the struggle. Got a little light and this little light of mine. About to let it shine. I get better with time. So right when you were about to say something real slick, you like, never mind. I stay grounded like airplanes and never fly. I still never come down, I'm forever high. My addiction is American, it's devil's pie. We stay where the snitches live and the rebels die. Men and women might try, numbers never lie. But I'm too fluid, there's no unit that I'm measured by. The nighttime where the ghetto come alive and the artificial die like yellow number five.
Hosts of Madame Hunger Podcast.
We will be going live on Sundays at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
on KFAI 90.3 FM.
Tune in.
Questions. I bring many blessings with my man High Tech, and he from the Natty. We make the sky crack, feel the fly track. Get your hands up like a hijack, fists in the air. Keep them there like natural mystic or smoke when the spliff's lit. It's a revolutionary
word.
They ask me what I'm writing for. I'm writing to show you what we're fighting for. Say Talib or Talib. If it's hard, try spelling it phonetically. Not then just let it be like Nina Simone.
You probably
don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory.
Word.
Sometimes it's far in between. I'm sad to say you got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept because his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man named Imani. Start the party, my crew hot. Feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be your man, High Tech, the Quali, who make you rock.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. All right, celebrating the music of none other than High Tech this evening. And you heard, hopefully, you recognize that voice collaborating with High Tech. That was Talib Kweli before Talib Kweli was a solo artist and was down with Mos Def as Black Star. He teamed up with High Tech. High Tech, super producer out of the Natty, Cincinnati. Tony Lewis Cottrell celebrated birthday recently, May 5th. That's last week. But we want to show some love to High Tech, who, you know, has been a part, another producer. Again, you know, the beats and the rhymes, you got to have the beats. You got to have some dope beats. It makes the lyrics flow so nice. And some folks are masters at it and have tremendous catalog of work that they have done. And we're celebrating one of those super producers tonight, High Tech.
Man, I gotta give a shout out to our man, Stage One. Saw him this Saturday.
Oh, did you? All right. That's
celebrating brothers, bro, son, Kirk Washington, my cousin, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
At his annual gathering put together by the family and friends of Kirk Washington. So stage one, big up for keeping it down and continue to keep the light going in Minneapolis St. Paul hip hop.
That's right. Stage one wrote a book about the history of hip hop.
Yes.
In the Twin Cities.
Yes.
I know we talked about having him on. We haven't been able to align the calendars, but we should do that. One of those important pillars of artists, DJs in the Twin Cities that helped make his mark and has celebrated his journey through writing a book, telling about it. You know, some of us remember back in the day, we've been talking about it, whether it was Northgate or breakdancing. We were talking about that with the breaking movie last weekend, you know, in the old Skyway Theater, which is now a music venue. Cool to kind of share and reflect on a unique hip hop experience here in the Twin Cities.
Most definitely. Good shout out. And Sine Die is Latin for without a day.
Without a day.
And so that's man, it sounds poetic, but you know,
I like
get
that.
Get
that's kind of dope. Without a day.
Out.
Like they should, that's how they should go
without
out.
Without a day.
Smooth. Instead of be going out angry, you know, I don't even know if they gavel out. Yeah. Do they? They must gavel out. Maybe they do. I can't remember.
They throw a gavel. They throw a gavel.
I mean, I have been around. We done with this for the year.
We done. Get out.
We're going to go battle.
Get out, sergeants.
We're going to go battle in these elections. So make sure you get out there, and as folks are trying to steal your voting power, your electoral power, make sure you don't get caught up with the flim-flam. We know they're coming for our votes, you know, and let's make sure that we participate and make it worthwhile for sure. Timberwolves. How?
Ow.
Right?
Ow.
I'm just saying.
Ow.
I mean, hey, here's the thing. The Timberwolves are still playing. You know, many folks did not think they would get out of the first round, especially after the injuries, right?
Yeah.
Went down two starters. And they have found a way against the second seed, mind you, a player down, you know, still limping, still gimpy.
Major player down.
Right? They got a little luck from, you know, the basketball gods that don't always shine so positively on us here in the Twins, us Timberwolves fans, by a flagrant 2 call early in the first quarter against Wemby. Wembanyama had to go. He almost broke Nas Reed's jaw,
man,
with the elbow, which it looked like it was intentional. You know, I think he was a little angry about how he was being defended. He was being hemmed up. Someone said it. You know, he got, you know, took a knee or something in the nether regions. Whatever happened to take him to the next level? You know,
man,
boom, he caught him. He caught him.
Nas looked like Apollo Creed, and what was that episode you got knocked out on?
Which one? Against Mr. T?
Rocky. No, against Drago. Against Drago.
Okay. Yeah.
He looked like he was Apollo Creed against Drago, just knocked out
or Tyson.
Get up, Rocky.
It was a blow. It's amazing. Yeah. Nas Reed was able to get back up and play the rest of the game. That's like
a concussion
blow.
He was a crash chest dummy yesterday because he had his ankles, knees. He got knocked out for a little while. I mean, he still kept going.
Hey, shout out to Nas Reed for bringing it consistently.
Taking blows.
So, you know, former sixth man of the year, critical piece of the Timberwolves infrastructure, does whatever you ask him to do, whether it's on the defensive end, shooting a three-pointer, taking it to the cup. You know, the Wolves, it was ugly. You know, some of us thought that they would, you know, with Wemby out, they would, you know, run it, run up the score, you know, run up the lead. But they found their way through, and that's the only thing that matters, right? It's now,
man,
the series
we
is now tied, and we're going to San Antonio tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a not so smart team. I mean, let's just be real. We got a not so smart team. And here's, you know what? Shout out to San Antonio is a much better team than I thought they would be. You know, those young guns, plus De'Aaron Fox and that Cornette actually stepped up. That is a Popovich team. And I think it showed even more yesterday than anything else I've seen from them all year, because they all stepped up and had a chance to win at the end. So, their confidence is high.
They definitely stepped up in game three, too.
Game three as well. I mean, this is a new. They say that Oklahoma State is going to be a dynasty. I don't know. This San Antonio team is no joke. So, and they got a program.
And the Timberwolves are no joke. They have shown character. They have shown resilience. I'm giving them their props to this evening because they still in it. They're going fishing.
Yeah.
You know, like hey, Chuck and them, they had the broom sweep. Lakers, they done.
They'll be done tonight. The big piece now, I can call the Timberwolves a top five team in the NBA, period. I'll call it that. Especially when you have DiVincenzo and you're actually halfway healthy. You know, because again, Ant's still hurt. You still have Nas Reeves playing crash test dummy. And also, Io.
Yeah, Io's not 100%. I would have liked to see some different things. How come Bones Highland ain't getting any clock? He should have, you know, when you have that kind of impact with your depth, with injuries, you know, you go to your bench. It's good to see Terrence Shannon out there, but Bones Highland helped get you there. So you know, use your whole bench, coach. You know, that would be one of my critiques, right? And, you know, if Wemby goes out, you know, because of the flagrant two, which was the right call, right? Why are you not crashing? Mm-hmm. Why are you not taking in the absence of the big man? You made Cornette look better than he was, you know? He's not Wemby, you know? Put a body on him with Rudy.
Cornette looked like Bill Laimbeer for back in the day. He was holding it down, and I'll just say it this way: it was a tough game. That was a tough game. It was a grit game. I really appreciated seeing the Timberwolves grit and going from there. I loved it. Great game. I mean, you saw two teams that were shorthanded across the board trying to make their things happen, and that's what playoff basketball is. Who can outlast?
Yeah.
And I'll say it this way: the three teams in the West, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Minnesota, are far away better than anything in the East. So, I mean, what you're seeing is the NBA Finals championship taking place in the West.
Hell, Buck, you want to add anything to the sports side of the conversation?
Is he out for more than one game or just the one?
Oh, he's just one game. No. One game suspension.
No.
One game suspension.
Just the game.
Just the game.
No. I mean, and someone made a mention of it in one of the earlier sports shows today. If Nas Reed would have been, you know, concussed or something like that, they probably would have gave him the second game, you know, the next game.
Sure.
You know, because remember what, you know, I mean, we're not saying Draymond Green or anything like that, but that was a vicious hit. And if you even see some of the pictures and the steals from the San Antonio players, even they were like, ooh, snap, he got knocked out. It looked like Debo knocking someone out.
Well, when you think about it, there was some intention with that flagrant, you know, they didn't give him any wiggle room to make a decision. That clearly was intentional. You're looking at the player as you, what was it? Was it out of frustration? It seemed to come from kind of nowhere.
Yeah.
Even though he was getting beat up or at least being roughhoused as they were trying to get him the ball. Yeah. But he clearly cocked that thing back and boom.
Who's going to guard him now? Because I don't know. If I saw that, I ain't guarding him. Who else going to guard him now?
Dude, I think they should put some Randall on him. You know, the Wolves are going to need to be physical. They're going to need to be consistently physical against Wemby. And they can't let Wemby kill them. Now, mind you, they got some other players out there that are pretty darn good. You know, there's a reason why they're the second seed in the West. And, you know, they're a good squad. So with that, let's take a break. I think we're done with sports. L Books got a lot of things to talk about when we come back. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We'll be right back, y'all.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Interwave and Los Mezoneros at the Fine Line, Friday, May 15th. Neo-psychedelic synthwave rockers, Interwave, are back with their latest release, See You When I Get Back, an album that demonstrates the band's growth, maturity, and polish of their trademark sound. They're co-headlining with Venezuelan Latin rockers, Los Mezoneros, and their latest album, Nuestro Año. Opening the show is Twin Seas. More information about Interwave and Los Mezoneros at the Fine Line is available at first-avenue.com.
Cut to goods and services, murderers, corporate monsters is breaking records, exoners at 40 billion a year, they raking in record profits, stop it. How they banking while the auto industry is tanking, leadership is sanking, the pollution in the water stanking, loyalty to petroleum, royalty spoil the economy, we won't get it popping till we oil free. If your oil rich, then we invading. They call it occupation, but we losing jobs across the nation. Drill, baby, drill, while they make our soldiers kill, baby, still. The desert where the blood and oil spill.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea. But it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I know we kind of talked through the Wolves. It, just real quickly, anything that you think the Wolves need to do
what
tomorrow?
I don't know, but you haven't talked about the Lynx. The Wild are playing. It's a big game. There's a lot. You know, there's a lot of other things happening.
Outside of just the Wolves playoffs.
I mean, the Lynx won by what, 1 point?
They did in their home opener.
Right.
Their rookie.
They gave that
without
game
their main
away.
Gal?
That's, they got their new. No. The rook. The rook came in.
We were up 17. We were up 17.
21 points for the new rook.
We're up.
Getting it done.
Yeah, up 17, and we gave it away. No, and it's game one. I can't. No, I refuse to. No, they got to. If we're trying to keep up with the LA Aces, and the Venus Mercury, we can't lose to the Atlanta Dream and give up 17.
I agree with you, but we're also without our star player. Nafisa Collier is not playing right now. We lost some things with the new refiguration of the league and the dollars that can be made. You know, good for the good for them ladies out there making what, you know, pay what you owe. You know, WNBA commissioners or whomever, right? Owners. So at any rate,
it's about time. I mean, all this, I mean, we went from a $1.5 million salary cap to $7 million. I mean, and that's just ridiculous still. I mean, if we want to get into it, that's ridiculous. You know, as we just read that the Golden State Valkyrie is worth $850 million. The Lynx is worth over $250 million. And somehow that these ladies are still only making $7 million a year is just ridiculous. So, I mean, we got to start writing this ship very quickly.
The league took notice because they had the alternative leagues. Like, these women like, oh, we're going to get paid on our own. You know, which is a smart move by the league, right? To man up or to do whatever's necessary to increase those salaries and make them at least on par with something other professional athletes in other parts of the world or wherever for that matter. At least they did understand, you know, the investment that they have made, and you don't want your players out there, you know, with potential injuries. And not being able to compete because of fatigue or whatever by having this alternate league. Now, meanwhile, their season is pretty protracted, right? It's not a very long season in the summer months, right? I don't know how many games they play.
They're playing 42 now, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And on top of everything else, it's filling a major gap during the spring and summer, going even into the fall. So at par, I mean, I'm not saying that you can equate the NBA with the WNBA, but they're, you know, for them to only still cross $7 million right now on the salary cap is ridiculous. But that's something that has to be rectified. And we also have to remember, you know, these are two different games too. You know, and they should be celebrated as two different games. The beauty of, you know, what we get to see with Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston and Asia Wilson and all those cats. I mean, they ball out, and they ball out at a high level that, you know, quite honestly, every baller should watch. The footwork, the teamwork, all those other pieces should be celebrated, and it shouldn't be celebrated at $7 million a team.
Gotcha.
We do have the Wild too.
Game four, round two, towards the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, they usually have. I mean, this is one of those things when a team.
It's a big game.
When you face your nemesis,
Colorado Avalanche,
Twins versus the Yankees. When you face your nemesis, because Colorado. I don't watch a lot of hockey, but I do know that Colorado, the Avalanche, have been a problem for a while. So to mount a real serious challenge against your nemesis is the way to get to that next level.
Well,
good luck to the Wild.
Good luck to them. They did. They rallied, and they're hoping the momentum will get them through tonight's game. So let's go Wild. Let's get that cup.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. I mean, they put up 9 on us on the first game, turned around and put up another 5. We returned the 5 spot on them at home. You know, the series is going to be for the NHL Cup. I mean, for the Stanley Cup. So these have been the best three teams, and we got rid of one of them in Dallas. Now we're playing Colorado, and we've held our own in Colorado for the past several years, and we got a squad too. So, if you want to watch hockey at a high caliber, watch this wild the Avalanche. I'm about to call them the Rockies.
Yeah.
The Avalanche for the next three. We got 1, 2, 3. We'll probably go 7 games on this one too. And one last shout-out. Shout-out to the Minnesota Vixen, who are 3-0 in women's professional football and have been running up the score. I think their average score has been 50 points a game.
Wow. Now,
and they've only allowed like a total of 20 points total for the season. And they're on a mission. They're trying to get to the women's championship that will take place in Canton, Ohio at the Hall of Fame stadium as well. So a shout-out to our people. Laura Brown, owner and leader of that program over there.
Beats, rhymes, democracy, and
sometimes sports.
Sometimes
sports.
When you guys get your way.
We lean in. El Book got us a new logo.
I thought you.
And I think we're adding
it's hot.
The logo. It is hot. Good work, El Book. Hooking us up. What else is going on in the world? We did talk a little bit of policy, politics, the Capitol, and the beginning of the show. So
Can we talk about the reflection pool in D.C.? I mean, real quick before we get not talked about the voting rights issue, but you know, for the stable genius out in D.C., you know, El Presidente, you know, a pool that he said that was going to be 1.8 million in order to redo, it's now at 13 million. Just for the record, y'all. So when he went after, you know, the president of the Federal Reserve, saying that you're over budget. I mean, can we use the same analogy? I mean, you're over budget on a simple pool, man. You can't even do a pool right. I mean, come on. And then you're gonna drive through it. Then you're gonna drive through the reflection pool. Come on, man. Stay out the pool, man. Stay out the pool. That's I just wanted to say that real quick. Stay out the pool.
No peeing in the pool, man. No peeing in the pool.
Don't pee in the pool, man. Don't pee in the pool.
Oh God, we are still dealing with the orange one. Comb over in chief. Did you see Saturday Night Live segment with Cash Patel showed up again? I'm still struggling with Colin Jost as Pete Hegseth, but okay, it is what it is.
No, that's good stuff.
And
that's good stuff.
Who played Kavanaugh? That was that role was pretty interesting as well. That was a good little bit at the bar, basically.
Yes,
drinking it up. Have you watched that
yet,
L Book?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
You got that one. That one's a classic. Oh God, who was that from Good Will Hunting? What's the cast?
Oh, Matt Damon.
Again?
Matt Damon. That's right. That was Matt Damon.
There it is. Matt Damon.
Yes.
Matt Damon.
You missed that.
Colin Jost and Aziz Ansari. Yeah, doing those three. The worst part is they're not far off. You know, they're not far off at the characterization of those individuals. So, you know, good bit, you know, good on Saturday Night Live for keeping their thing going, you know, bringing the attention to the ridiculousness of this administration. Ridiculousness. Part 17,014.
What you doing over El Book over there yawning? We have bored her with our sports conversation. El Book, how would you like to weigh in this evening on any topics?
I think I'm just fried. Like, if you ever feel like your brain is empty, and it has no real sense inside of it, or can even like have a thought, even it just feels like if I shook my head, it would be rattling of emptiness.
We had a pretty intense weekend.
Yeah, pretty long weekend.
You know, we had the CD5 convention and all of its complexities. I thought I was gonna get a scrap there, but luckily I did not. But anyway,
it was
interesting.
It was, you know, it's Minneapolis politics
there
at the local level.
You go, cutthroat, you know? Full context.
But
for real,
buddy, y'all. I mean, because people need to understand, you know, the what. You know, one, thank you for stepping up and making that happen. But two, and probably most importantly, you know, how should we be getting more involved in that whole process?
Start from the bottom up, you know. If you really care about, you know, you really care about your issues and candidates that are endorsed, that stand by your issues or that you think will, start at that bottom level, work your way up, be a delegate, you know, precinct chair. And get involved with the committees, get involved, get in where you can fit in and just really understand how the politics move at that local level. It's especially if you're not somebody who works at the higher level, you know, like you work and you're moving bills and passing, you know, bucks through the, what do you call it? See, I told you my brain is like rattling with emptiness. You're a mover and a shaker. I'll just say yes. That, okay?
There are different levels to the game.
At the Capitol, right.
I think you were.
Yeah, mover and shaker in certain areas.
And community.
You just kind of got to find out, like, where's your interests? Where's your strengths? What do you want to get to know? And find your place. Because somebody's not going to really show you. You got to find it. And you got to advocate for yourself. And really do your homework. The DFL platform, the DFL website has a lot of training resources if you want to understand different roles and processes and convening and all these different things that it takes to be part of the local level democracy. Then go to their website and watch those trainings. Take part in a campaigns, you know.
I think it's pretty important. We live, this is a participatory democracy, right? Big D. And the goal should be to find your path, find your in. You know, maybe that is hosting an event, you know, for a candidate you like, you know, and helping them raise money. Maybe it's making phone calls for someone that you appreciate, or even knocking on doors, you know. Maybe it's just doing your research, you know, spending time watching the legislative process or city council or I just think it is important for the citizenry, all of us, to be engaged in some way, you know, because if you're not engaged and you're not informed with what is happening, you know, through the various governmental levels and how they impact you, if you're not paying attention, then things are just going to happen to you as a result of your lack of attendance to, I think there's a responsibility part of it.
I mean,
being a citizen requires more than just going and voting. I mean, you gotta like do more.
Well, you do. Well, yeah, it can be lonely out there if you're new to it and you don't know no one. So it's nice to get involved with the campaigns because you start to meet people or attending your Senate district or congressional district meetings, because you get to see folks who are involved. You can meet some new folks too. I've met plenty of people at our precinct caucuses that are new to the area. They don't know what's going on, and we've helped them figure that out. So there's a lot of ways, but just start attending things and you'll start to meet people. It's a lonely road otherwise if you don't really have somebody to consult with and converse with. But you know, it was a predictable outcome. Ilhan got the endorsement Peggy got an endorsement
I think the great thing about your participation, I know when we had a couple of our other former co-hosts had an opportunity to participate or share their experience, and there's nothing like getting involved at the neighborhood level and then coming up through the larger areas, your city, your county, the congressional district, and then eventually the statewide and even the national level. There is a certain amount of reward for participating, and more importantly, you get to get stuff off your chest. If you're angry about what's happening or what has happened, if you're angry about what's happened in the Twin Cities, a good way to channel your energy. I'm talking about the ICE occupation that happened a couple months ago. You get a way to channel that energy and you know, not take that out in some other unhealthy ways. You find like-minded folks, and you can have some good conversations and be a part of some solutions. I think that's the best part of it. But with that being said, let me take we're gonna take one more music break before we get up out of here. Again, thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org, on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. I've been doing it here for years. We'll be right back.
Support for KFAI comes from the Hook and Ladder Theater and Lounge, presenting Turtle Island Voices Rising, an indigenous hip-hop, R&B, and spoken word showcase, Friday, May 29th. Featuring Jada Brown, Thomas X, Isabella Lopez, Tiklu and Mishomas, Day Days, DJ AO, and DJ Maracoya. A celebration to close out Minnesota American Indian Month, displaying talents within the Native American indigenous community. Performances will be recorded as part of KFAI's Live from Minnesota series, made possible by the state of Minnesota and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Amendment. More information about Turtle Island Voices Rising at Hook and Ladder is available at thehookmpls.com.
All across the world, big boys and girls, moving and grooving to the soul shocking beat. All across the world, big boys and girls, moving it. I like the way you move all together. I like the way you move. Baby, I just wanna dance with you. Come on, come on. I just wanna dance with you. Come on, come on. I just wanna hold you close. Come on, come on. Take you in my arms. Come on, come on. Let me rock you to the beat. Rockin' it, shockin' it, yes we are. Sounds so sweet and mellow. Movin' and groovin' it, yes we are. I wanna rock you to the beat. Drums alive, we rockin' it. Feel the bass inside your waist. Drums a dance, we rockin' it. Feel the bass inside your soul. Rockin' it, shockin' it, yes we are. Front to front and belly to belly. Come on. Me and you got to dance together. Front to front and belly.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Oh.
There's a cool event coming up.
We just heard about it. Turtle Island Voices Rising.
It sounds really amazing.
That was a great promo. Thank you to the CART crew for putting that together. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy helping out for Native American, indigenous hip-hop, spoken word, R&B, happening at the Hook and Ladder, Turtle Island, Voices Rising event on the 29th, Friday. Come out, 6 to 10 p.m. Come check it out. It's going to be some talent. Thomas X, Jada That's Brown, others, DJ AO, DJ Maracuya, Day Days, my man... Mishomas is going to be there with Tekloo. Should be fun. Y'all come out and check us out.
It's going to be fun.
Good evening. Good
original
evening.
Music.
That's right.
Some good music. Indigenous hip hop.
That's right. That's right.
How y'all feeling about it?
We're feeling good. We're feeling good. Just a couple weeks out now from the event. Thanks to the leadership here, KFAI, helping us make that happen. Good way to celebrate American Indian Month here in the Twin Cities. A lot of activity. I know there was a powwow at Little Earth yesterday. We didn't make it over, but a lot of different activities happening throughout the month of May, and this is one of those events. So.
I just signed up for one. Our Indigenous Foods, presented Ooh. By Awamni. It's a free okay. community event on May 17th at
that
the Guthrie.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 4 other Indigenous chefs, food chefs. Okay. That will join Sean Sherman, the sous chef, at this event. And yes. they'll talk about their, you know, the indigenous foods and speaking about their books and the native food movement. Thought-provoking panel on the future of indigenous foods in our lives. And, you know, I love my food shows and cookbooks.
I know you do.
Yeah, and they have been, more and more have been featuring indigenous chefs. Mm. And they just had an episode, season 21, mm-hmm. in Top Chef, and it was an episode, because it was based in Wisconsin, it was an episode of a couple of Wisconsin chefs, and then Sean Sherman was there too. And they said it was the chefs that were competing said it was one of the hardest competition tasks they had to do, because all of our food comes from the earth and it's not processed, and there's no cheese, there's no flour, there was no lemon. They had to figure out how to do all these things with our traditional indigenous stapled food. So it was a really good competition. But it's I encourage, sign up if you're interested in food and good cooking and good in some, you know, chefs. Go to the Awamni.com website. That's an interesting Awamni event.
James Beard winning.
Yeah.
Awamni restaurant. Sean Sherman has been doing it next level. A lot of events. Go check out.
Lots of events.
Yeah, a lot of different organizations, things going on across the metro this over the next month here. What else? What else is popping? Are we still in war? Is there still war going on against Iran?
No, we only have two minutes left.
Is that still, we can't get into that?
No.
No.
Ixnay on that. Ixnay.
Has there, I mean, well, yes, something happened in Virginia.
You know,
Virginia, something happened in Virginia.
No, there was a Kevin Hart roast.
We can't do that one either.
We can't talk about the maps.
It was a roast of Kevin Hart.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I'm seeing highlights from it.
That might have been funny. Okay,
it sounded like Chelsea Handler handled it.
Oh, Chelsea Handler.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She liked that.
Mm-hmm.
She got 50 Cent cred.
You know that Ludacris is going to be at Target Field?
Ludacris. I didn't know Ludacris.
Post-game concert.
Okay. Okay. Nice.
Oh, so he does three songs and he's out?
His three songs.
Oh, come on, don't be a hater. Ludacris got a nice catalog.
No, I'm saying no. Ludacris has a deep catalog. Oh, but you only get like three songs, and
Okay, gotcha.
I mean,
okay.
That's it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's again, sign you die without a day, without a song. You gotta go. It's three. We gotta get you out of here.
I misheard you. My apologies. Yeah, he will.
No.
At the Friday night game.
Okay.
This Friday night game?
Yeah, it says the Twins also been making... Oh, it says right here. Let me read it for you. Let's see.
You notice we didn't talk about the Twins today, so that is what it is.
June 26th.
June 26th.
Sorry, I misread 26. It. That's why I was double-checking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Free post-game concert at Target Field.
That's like the Nelly show we went to?
Yeah, okay. Like the Nelly one, but they're playing the Colorado Rockies.
Okay. All right, that should be interesting.
Mile High.
It's going down.
Hey, and it's just after Juneteenth too. So we'll celebrate, you know, after Juneteenth, you know, the celebration of finding out things late.
All right, with that, we're about to get up out of here, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We're gonna be back here next week.
One week, legislature. What y'all got?
I don't know. We're going to see what kind of deals are going to be made.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. We out. Up next, health notes. One love. Peace. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Go Wolves and Wild.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Radio without boundaries.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh